Well, it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Gillian.
Thanks for coming into the studio. Now, South Africa next week, they're going to begin exporting intricate diesel engine parts from Port Elizabeth. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, this is a feather in the cap for South Africa. You know, the sophistication of these parts going into automotive industry and from the Struandale factory in Port Elizabeth. And it's a question of an export addendum to it. You know, we're not only making these crankshafts and these engine parts for South Africa, but two-thirds of them are going to be exported going into Thailand and Argentina. And then with the actual diesel engines that are assembled down in Struandale, they are then used in the Ford Silverton factory for the Ranger. So that's not the end of the story as well, because those Rangers are going to be exported into Africa and Europe and other countries. So it's part of our automotive DNA now that we get involved in exports from the manufacturing side, and then the importers of cars earn these credits for coming in.
And in other interesting news, you say that South Africa is setting world-class logistics standards from KwaZulu-Natal's new high-tech air hub.
Yeah, we've got to give credit to the Dubai Trade Port. This is part of King Shaka. We don't often talk about the Dubai Trade Port. The focus is always on King Shaka. But what is coming out of Dubai is really world-class. I mean, not only is it so high-tech, but never have we seen an agri zone attached to an airport before. And we know that things grow very well in KwaZulu-Natal. So why not turn that to account? And the agri-zone area there will see these greenhouses produce goods, vegetables that can be exported. And we know exporting from the coast is also the best, because we had the situation of the wide-bottomed aircraft that used to come up to Joburg here, and then they would fly out from Johannesburg International into the world markets. That's not always the ideal thing, because if it heats up, we're at high level here. Sometimes they have to jettison the fruit off the aircraft because it can't take off with huge cargo loads. Now we've got them down at the coast, that can be a different story. We know that they're going to go into Dubai and possibly London with these. It can stimulate a lot of agricultural activity within the KwaZulu-Natal province, and this is a provincial initiative. And it's not only that's high-tech there. I mean, even the forklifts have got memories. They know where they've put various cargoes during the week. So Everything is done futuristically. Before they built the Strait Port, they went to Singapore, went to Frankfurt and said, what is the future airport going to look like? And that's what we've got in South Africa.
Certainly very interesting. And South Africa's gas to liquids technology caught the eye of the Canadians?
That's right. You know, here we've got this homegrown technology. It's been developed by Sasol, and Sasol are taking it into Canada. And it's for shale gas. You know, here we stopped from exploiting our shale gas down in the Karoo. Whereas the Canadians, a first world country, rolling out the red carpet for Sasol, coming in, they already invested 15 billion rand. They can see the value of this gas to liquids, because it gives you green diesel, and that's what the world wants at the moment. It wants environmentally friendly fuels here, developed in South Africa, but we can't do much more than what we're doing down at the refinery in the Southern Cape. So here, a very important technology in South Africa going to be used in a first world country where we're not using it optimally in our own country.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there for this week, but we certainly look forward to having you again next week, Martin. Thank you so much for joining us on AM Live. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time again next Friday.